Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Run to Daylight Football Funcast with your host, Todd Burrows.
Welcome to the latest installment of the Run to Daylight podcast. I'm your host, Todd Burrows. It is week 11 in the NFL. It sounded like someone hung up on me, so hopefully I am not talking into thin air because there's no one to remind me that I would be talking into thin air. Anyway, had a good week last week, and it was a lot of fun. Basically, it makes me 7-2. On weeks since week one when I installed this new process. For those who might not know, it includes JM to Win site, 1 week season, and the projections from dailyroto.com. It also includes me narrowing my focus down and playing most of my money in single entry and cash. I still do play other entries, and the desire to win $1 million is a strong one. But that is what we've got going on. So excuse the phlegm in the throat, boys and girls, and let's get going. So what I thought I would do is give an overview of the week. I don't think it should be a surprise if you follow Jordan's content on 1 week season or anyone. Where last week we were dying for value, this week there's just a ton of guys that you want to play. So one question that I wanted to consider asking myself, because I have seen it on different Slack channels that I'm part of, is, well, in a week like this, are we better off doing MME? And the answer is maybe. I would say that in a week where there's a lot of value, it's an easy case to make. By narrowing like I like to do and like JM likes to do, there's going to be really good plays that you're not going to have exposure to. But if you have confidence that you're able to narrow down to the best plays, and I think, you know, based on what I've been doing lately, I have that confidence, then it seems silly to change what's been working. So that's my thoughts on that. And I guess you could argue in a bad week where there's no values, you could also argue the same thing, that you're better off being spread. But I will continue to go after the rifle shot and try and, you know, it would be different if I had a tough time locking in a core, but I haven't. So let's get to that. Let's get to the core plays that I've narrowed down to. I'm pretty set on the core plays. And my main team, a couple things could change. I probably won't give out the whole lineup here. Want everyone to go through their own process, but I thought I would add my thoughts because it was real cool that everyone listened to me on the JM to Win pod, and so I'm motivated to do some more of my own Run to Daylight pods. All right, so let's go to the quarterback position. Early in the week, it was all about Cam Newton. He is probably, from a projection standpoint, the number one rated guy. There's a lot of really good plays, and a couple of the guys I really like from the projection standpoint aren't the best plays. But I narrowed my main two down to Marcus Mariota and Carson Wentz. I was pretty sure I was going Mariota in my main lineup, and as the day's gone on today, the difference between the two at 5,500, and we are talking all DraftKings here, to Wentz at 6,300, when I think about Mariota's floor-ceiling combo versus Wentz in this spot in New Orleans without much of a run game. It just seems like my teams are better with Wentz. I'll still have a 25-30% Mariota as my second highest-owned quarterback. Other plays I really like are Cam. I don't have much Fitz or Breeze, and it's always a mistake, it seems, when I completely fade Breeze, so maybe I'll make a lineup just to balance out my Wentz shares. But, you know, again, if you play everyone, you're not a rifle shot, you're a shotgun. I seriously considered Dak Prescott as well. What I really liked about Mariota was the fact that you can stack him with Corey Davis, another cheap part. I feel like people are underestimating that he's healthy now, and people are underestimating, you know, Indianapolis hasn't been a great defense to play against this year, but it is a fast track, and Mariota could take off and get 40 yards running on one play. So I really still like Mariota. There's a chance that I break and go back to him over Wentz, but as of now, the answer is no. Dak Cooper is the next best stackable option because I'm going naked Wentz. There's just too many ways it can go. I don't want to pay up for Ertz. New Orleans is really good against the tight end. I just feel like my teams are better that way. So tight core, the other tier plays, I will have a little bit of Fitz. I'll have a little bit of Eli. I'll have a little bit of Dak. I also like Matt Ryan and Andrew Luck and Deshaun Watson. And, again, it's one of those weeks where you can play a bunch of people. But my tight core is going to pretty much be Wentz and Mariota for probably – 75-80% of my exposure. Moving over to the running backs, Saquon Barkley is going to be my highest owned player, I believe. I just think that in this matchup, you know, he's got such a great floor, and against Tampa, I could also see him breaking a couple. So I'm very much on Saquon this week. David Johnson was my hero last week, but even though the matchup is tremendous, there's still not a great offense. And so David Johnson is a second-tier play. Zeke is my other main guy. I'm trying to fit him in because, you know, running backs against Atlanta, but you can't go wrong with Gordon, Kamara, McCaffrey up in that range. I'll have a little bit of exposure to all of them. Even James Conner is projecting very well. You go down a bit, Kerryon Johnson's a good play. I'll have a good bit of Deion Lewis. But my main team, it looks like I'm going to be Theo Riddick at flex. That could change. Deion could be in the flex. Jalen Richard could be in the flex. But right now it's Theo Riddick in the flex. All right, let's go over to wide receiver. Let's see, did anyone jump over here? All right. Wide receiver. So, well, before I do that, you know, talk a little bit more about the running backs. With Wentz, I'll have Kamara, but I just, you know, Kamara and Ingram could, I think it's more of a Kamara week than an Ingram week. So I won't be doing too much Ingram at 4,700. I'll do more Lewis, but Ingram's a good play. Kamara's always a good play. Steps up in big games if it's a shootout. But when we go to wide receiver, I've got Michael Thomas. He projects to be the best wide receiver by a pretty good range. Corey Davis is in my core. Let's see who else is in my core. Brandon LaFell is in my core. So those are my three main wide receivers. I just think Derek Carr looks for LaFell, and I think it's a safe 10 points. And LaFell has historically been good in the red zone. So, you know, you get 5 for 50 and a touchdown and 16 points at 3,400. I played the Dread Pirate, Seth Roberts, a few weeks back, and I got lucky with 13 points, but he's seen inconsistent targets. If you listen to a lot of people's content, there's a lot of other good low-price guys, but those are the guys. Galladay and Cooper are also guys that I like around as much as Corey Davis. And I think Larry Fitzgerald is really sneaky. He's at 5,600. So is Davis. Cooper's at 54. Galladay's at 58. You know, everyone's going to be on David Johnson mostly for their Arizona. So I'm expecting Fitz to be about 5 to 6% owned. And I think he's a really good play. I wish I could get up to Alshon Jeffrey, but that extra $700 means jumping off of Zeke, which is something I'm not willing to do. that's really my core. I don't have any Keenan Allen or very little. OBJ I love, but, you know, again, we got to narrow this week. Julio's a good play. OBJ's a good play. But I've got Carson Wentz in my main lineup, which to me means I need Michael Thomas. If that game blows up, it's likely that Michael Thomas is the one who does it on the New Orleans end. I think OBJ has a weaker ceiling and a higher floor maybe than Thomas this week. But for the 400 extra and Wentz in my main lineup, I've got Michael Thomas. I don't see that changing. Anything could happen, but I don't see that changing. Adam Humphries is a sneaky guy, a little bit sneaky, in that lower range. And that really does it. Traquan, GPP darts, not many people will be on him. John Ross, GPP darts. Keenan Allen is too cheap at 6,700. But again, I can't get to Jeffries, so I definitely can't get to Allen. The only way I could do that is take LaFell and Michael Thomas and go with two mid-range picks. I played around with that a bit, but I don't think I'll do it. But I think if you wanted to make a lineup or some GPPs with Davis, Galladay, and Cooper, throw in Fitz maybe as well, I think that's a really interesting GPP build, because I don't think many teams will have three or four of those guys, and all of them are in great spots. Moving over to tight end, Zach Ertz is the best play. Jordan Reed's a great value. I wanted Ricky Seals-Jones. I'll still have about 33% Ricky Seals-Jones, but James O'Shaughnessy right now is in my main. That extra $300 is part of how I got up to Carson Wentz from Mariota. And I think that Pittsburgh is bad against the tight end. And people this week that I've listened to have talked about O'Shaughnessy being that 4-for-40, 5-for-50 safe guy. But against the Pittsburgh team that has been really giving overall to tight ends, I know they've been a little better lately, but I want to check Fantasy Pros, because they have this by position. So the Steelers are still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sixth best against tight ends. The Raiders are third best. So RSJ is a really good play. That's where I'm still kicking my lineup around. You know, do I really want Wentz, or am I better off with Mariota? The difference is RSJ a little bit. And anyway. Jordan Reed, I think Jack Doyle is really sneaky this week, or more sneaky. If you got the money to go to 4,200, you know, Ebron blew up last week, but Doyle was on the field a lot more. I know some people are on Hooper, but O'Shaughnessy right now is my tight end. Do I feel good about it? No, but there you have it. I also think Janu at 2,700 is a should be in a mix, and I will have some Janu. Defense, unfortunately, most of my money is on the Saints because of trying to get Thomas. It might, you know, Thomas, Barkley, and Zeke. It means O'Shaughnessy and the Saints defense. They're projecting very well on the site I use. The Giants also were in my list and also projected well. I like the Redskins if you have more money. But defense is a disaster, and it might seem odd to have the Saints with Wentz. But again, if you get that, you know, back and forth game where, you know, it ends up 45-41, at times that means that there is a pick six, and the Saints are a pretty aggressive defense. So I think it's a way to differentiate my Wentz lineups to have the Saints. So that's kind of where I'm at now. But, you know, defense has just been such a disaster the last couple weeks. So anyway, that is it. It's short and sweet. Those are my picks for the week. I hope that everyone has a good week. And hopefully my lineups will be too good to be true, and we won't be able to take my eyes off of them.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. As long as love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stand, there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words that can speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true.